Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. On a bench, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. I'm Pharrell with Chris Thomas and Carver High in the Five Hole studios. So, 855-212-4227. Real quick, Marc-Andre Fleury, they activated him, Carver High, from the injured list. Remember, he started the season 3-1 with a 2.48 goals against average. Then he got injured, and they went on winning without him. It's unbelievable. I saw a guy today at the gym, believe it or not, wearing a Golden Knights t-shirt, and I was like, you're the only guy I've seen wearing one of those. And he goes, I'm from Vegas. I'm just here on business or whatever. And I'm like, oh, cool. I go, we go to Vegas a lot. I told him what we do. And he knows all about that whole scene, the D, the Super Bowl bash, everything. He knows the D's, the downtown casino of the Knights, the whole deal.
Yeah, he actually got healthy at the right time because I believe either this week or next week, the Penguins go into
Thursday
Vegas,
night.
Go into Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. So I'm sure your boy, the Flower, will be between the pipes if he's healthy.
I'd be willing to bet on them against the Penguins. If the Avs can beat the Penguins, anyone can beat them.
Yeah, especially that game was in Pittsburgh tonight, too.
It doesn't matter where they play. They don't care anymore. They're playing. Are they not playing like they don't care anymore?
I think they're playing like they feel like they could coast into April and then just turn it on there.
Wow, that's a tough way to make a living.
That's going to be tough to do in that metro.
Did you see your boy, Austin Matthews, got hurt?
Yeah, I think that's the second time this year he's been hurt. He missed a few games early on back in October, too. So Austin Matthews been banged around.
I guess he got hurt Saturday night, and he was held out of their game against the Oilers Sunday night with that upper body injury. So that's a loss for them. So do you think that the Ottawa Senators would trade Erik Karlsson?
I find that so hard to believe. Like, why would you trade that dude?
Yeah, he's honestly, like, and he's young.
He's young. Why would you? You just traded.
He's so great.
You just traded for Matt Duchene. Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know if they're going to do it, though. I'm not sure. All right, so one of the things I wanted to talk about, because we never really had a chance, all we talked about was the Bills game. That was such an incredible game with the snowstorm.
There was a lot of action yesterday.
I mean, that was incredible. And we talked about the Dolphins game. We had Kenyon Drake on the show tonight, had a big game, over 200 yards rushing and receiving. But I do want to, at the very least, talk about the games from yesterday, because some of them were crazy. Believe it or not, the game that I liked the best, there were two games, well, three really, that I liked the best. Obviously, I thought the Jaguars-Seahawks game was great, and then they had all those brawls at the end. And then I thought that the Steeler game was insane Sunday night. I mean, obviously, 39-38, crazy comeback. And then the Eagles win. Now, they lose Wentz with the torn ACL, so he's done. Now, what does that mean? Is he, with that injury, how long does that take to heal? Will he be back at the start of the season, or is it going to take longer?
So.
Is it a year?
Usually about that.
Really? A year?
Some guys do it a little quicker. I mean, you saw Peterson come back a couple of years ago in, what was it, 8 or 9 months? I mean, I guess it depends on how severe it is. It's an extensive injury.
Do you feel like somebody asked me today about it, what I thought of it, and I said, I think that, and most people say I'm crazy, but that we've already established, is that I don't let, I just don't let my quarterbacks run the ball. I don't understand why they run the ball and they think they're so tough, and that, like, this guy dove into the end zone, taking on two guys, like, I'm going to sandwich my way through there and get a touchdown. And he got Malachi crunched, right? He got lit up, and he blew out his knee. And that's it. It's the same thing as this Robert Griffin guy. He would dive in and run and head first. He'd like take on dudes and get lit up and just concussed. And I've never understood it. Everybody thinks they're Michael Vick. I don't get how these quarterbacks. Now, I get it. Aaron Rodgers is fleet of foot and he gets out of the pocket and he can run for a first down. That, to me, is entirely different than diving into the end zone head first with guys to get over the goal line, taking on two linebackers or a corner and a linebacker, thinking you're going to rough them up because you're a big quarterback. He still got jacked up, right, and blew out his knee. That was it. So I don't understand why they run, ever. If I were, seriously, if I ran a football team, I was the head coach, or the GM even, I would be like, you're not running ever. Unless it's, you get out of the pocket and run 3 yards for a first down, I got no problem with that, to the sideline. But if someone's going to hit you on the way to the sideline, take a dive. Slide. Never take a hit. Every single time. And another guy that does it too much is Cam Newton, who's going to, one of these days, you know it's coming, right? One of these days, he's going to have his legs blown out.
Well, they won the game, though, because he busted that big, like, 70-yard run at the end of the game to beat the Vikings.
Well, I understand that, but that's not my point. He's great, and he does it all the time, right? He's incredible. He does it all the time. But I'm guaranteeing you, one of these times, someone's going to break his leg. That's what's going to happen. Someone's going to blow his kneecap off. You know it's true, right? Eventually, every single one of these running quarterbacks is going to get beat up. How beat up was Russell Wilson? Remember last year how beat up he was? Like, am I wrong? His feet and knees and ankles and everything else, right? Like, these guys aren't meant to be running in the NFL with the violence and the speed and the hitting that goes on. And then now they're like, we're going to come up with rules, targeting rules. Yeah, sure you are. And then next they're going to say, you're not allowed to hit the quarterback, which you already aren't allowed to hit the quarterback in the pocket, are you? But if they take off running, aren't they fair game? You're fair game. So if you leave the pocket and you take off running, you're fair game. And I say, unless you slide feet first, you're safe. You're not allowed to hit them when they slide feet first. But if you dive head first, you're allowed to be lit up.
Which is what happened to Peterman yesterday. Peterman was a head first. He was going like for a little bit of a dive, and that's when he got rang up. So it's, you know, he didn't slide feet first. That was just, unfortunately, that's some of these guys just don't do it right.
That's right.
And that was an extreme case. I mean, there was, you know, a couple feet of snow on the ground.
So what do you think of Wentz? Like, he dove in thinking he was going to take on those guys.
Look, he has been playing like that all season. He runs around a lot. You want to say it was a matter of time before he finally got hurt?
I do.
So there you go. You could say it. What matters now is they're still going to get a bye or get home field in the NFC, and they're going to have Nick Foles running the show when it happens.
And remember this. Ring up one. That's one in terms of knee surgeries. So he can only handle about, what, two, three max, and he'll be finished?
You would think.
I mean, they can only take so many before they just don't matter anymore. Once your knees are gone, you become, what, Joe Namath? I mean, honestly, how many great quarterbacks have just wobbly knees? Do you remember watching Jim Kelly play at the end of his career?
It's tough to watch.
I mean, honestly, right?
Between that and the concussions, it was tough.
Right. I mean, honestly. Remember these guys that go out there with these big knee braces on? I mean, trust me. It's the end of you. So that's one. Ring him up for one. Once he blows out the other one, then what happens? It's bad news, man. I'm telling you, you can't afford all these blown out knees and expect to be a great quarterback, in my opinion. Now, if I'm them, I don't let him run ever again. Just drop back in the pocket and throw the ball. He's a huge quarterback, right? And he throws the ball so great. What's the problem? Just drop back and get rid of it. You don't see Brady running around. And when he does it, isn't he wearing these big-ass knee clamps too? Dave in Halifax, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Actually, it's Dave.
Yeah, I said Dave, didn't I?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Steve. But I had you on speakerphone, so it's probably on my end.
No, it's all right.
on the hope all is well with the crew. And off the top, I want to thank you for getting me to 11-5 on my weekend picks. It might have been enough to pull off a win in my pool, and that pays $150.
That's so great.
You may have picked me up some serious scratch there. So
sweet.
Here's hoping. And one other thing real quick. Last Friday, we didn't get a chance to chat, and it was my birthday. So I'm hoping tonight you'll share a virtual two fingers straight up of the top shelf bourbon with.
Can we get him some? There you go. Bourbon rocks.
All right. That hits the spot. And now here's my question. We've talked about this before, the NFL putting a franchise in London, and we talked about the scheduling issue, and that seems to be workable. But it got me thinking, if they make the decision to go ahead with that, don't they, by default, have to plant another franchise flag somewhere else to keep the league balanced? Because I don't see how a 33-team league would work.
Yeah, I don't listen, I know they want to have a team in London, and there's also been just a flurry of talk about Mexico City and everything else. Like anything else, I'll believe it when I see it, all right? So if they put a team in London, great, and I know they want it there, so have at it. There's nothing I can do about it, and I really don't have a problem with it if that's what they want. I think it, you know, they want to expand globally. They want to be international. They want to do this. They want to do that. They've had every chance in the world to do it, even in Canada, right? I mean, having the Bills, they were rumored to be going to Toronto several times. That never happened either. So they talk big about London and Mexico City, and then what they do is they have games there, and it's funny. The people in London love them. The people in Mexico City love them, and the people here can't stand them. That's right. Like, when have you ever heard anyone say, hey, I can't wait to get up at 9 in the morning and watch the London game? How about, I can't get up for that. I'm too hungover. Or I got to go to church, or I got to go to the gym, or I got to play basketball, or I got to take the kids here or there. I got soccer, blah, 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 blah. I don't like 9:30 a.m. football games. I'm sorry. Now, I used to live in Vegas and L.A. I know all about the 10 a.m. starts. That's different. If you live in Vegas, which I have lived in Vegas a couple times, then I'm okay with 10 a.m. football because it's 1 o'clock in the East. It's 10 o'clock in Vegas, and I should be at Long Bar betting heavily on football games. But if I'm living here in New York and there's games in London at 9:30 in the morning, I say it sucks and I want no part of it. Selfishly speaking, right?
It's also hard to commit to. If you're a guy who wants to watch all the games, you're talking about 9:30 a.m.
till midnight.
Till midnight. I mean, that is, it's hard enough for me. I mean, 1 to 8 is like, I'm doing work.
Brutal.
You know, watching all these games, that sometimes if the Sunday night game is a good snoozer, you know, I can get out of there by halftime and be done with it. I mean, you throw on a 9:30 start, but they have shown that they could start those London games at 1 o'clock. They've done it. They did one this year at 1 o'clock, and the first couple years they did it. They did it at 1. So they don't have to go 9:30 a.m. with the London stuff.
So there you go. I don't – no offense to you, Dave. I don't – you know, at this point tonight here as we get closer to the holidays, I just don't care.
Dave truly is the champion of football in London.
Dave is now called
a few times on
quite a PR guy for
and
London.
And they're not – and they wouldn't add a team. They would move a team.
He's like a publicist for London.
Right. I mean, they would move a team, not
all right,
add
so
a
tell
team.
Me what happened tonight so we can get into can we come back and tell the story about what happened at NFL Network?
Yeah, why don't we do that after the break?
So after the break, we're going to tell you about basically, right, a bunch of people got fired for sexual harassment.
I believe would be the suspended, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah,
you tell me. So they're all suspended?
Correct.
And are they so they're not on the TV anymore?
According to the story.
So, yeah. And now, are you telling me that these people have been accused of all this, and what they're going to do is see if that's true, and if it's true, they'll all be fired?
I guess. I have to really read the entire thing.
And there's some very big names being mentioned here?
Correct.
As well as, didn't you say some other people that aren't even, people that aren't even there anymore, but that were there before?
Correct.
Wow, so the names are some heavies. And they've been accused of sexual harassment, and then some of them have been involved in other crimes before as well. Some Deweys and things of this nature. I'm just saying. Like, I'm just the deliverance. That's what I am. I'm deliverance, like the movie. I'm going to deliver you the goods when I come back on the bench.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so a couple things. A, it's week 15 now. Now that the Dolphins have kicked the Patriots' ass, we move on to week 15. So Thursday, Denver and Indy. I want to hurl at the thought of that game Thursday night. What could be worse? Saturday, though, Chicago-Detroit. I don't like that really either. But I love this Bolts-Chiefs game at Arrowhead Saturday afternoon. Sunday, Miami-Buffalo. Need I say more? New England-Pittsburgh. How great is that game of the week? And then Sunday night, Dallas and Oakland. How about them Raiders? I'm just kidding. They suck, don't they? You have to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com to really ride the lightning and hit winners. And then all my bowl games are up. Money lines and spreads for every bowl game, all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. College hoops this week, best game, Nova, Temple, Wednesday, Saturday, Notre Dame, Indiana. NBA, best games this week, Lakers, Cleveland, Thursday, Saturday, Oak City, and the Knicks. Thursday, NHL best games, Pittsburgh, Vegas. Fleury will be back. Friday, Rangers, Kings. Get every pick in every sport, every day, every game, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. We kill it. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Sign up today. All right. So here's the story. There's a report, and it's all over the place tonight. Bloomberg, everyone's got it. They're just everywhere. The story's everywhere now. There's a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court alleging sexual harassment by several NFL Network analysts, including ex-players Donovan McNabb. Gee, do you think he'll be on First Take tomorrow morning? Thank you. With his Deweys and his sexual harassment allegations. Keith Evans, Marshall Faulk, who's a big name. He's on their game day coverage, right? He's one of the main dais guys. Right? He's on there with Mariucci and them. And then Ike Taylor, who, Chris, you tell me he's on football, Good Morning Football.
Yeah, they do a weekend version of the show. He's one of the anchors.
So he went from the Steelers to that? Is that what he did? Well, the stuff they're saying about him is very disturbing in this. As well as a former NFL Network executive who's now the president of Bill Simmons' ringer. You know what? So his name is Eric Weinberger. He's having a bad day, too. So the stories are very disturbing. All of them, some of the former players have already been suspended. Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, Heath Evans have all been suspended from their duties at NFL Network. The guy at the ringer has also been put on indefinite leave until they have a better understanding of what transpired during his time at the NFL, and they'll conduct their own internal investigation. Now, this stuff is demented. None of this stuff's good for anybody. So anyway, the former executive and ex-players, including Faulk and Evans, allegedly now groped and allegedly made sexually explicit comments to a female colleague. I'll leave her name out of it, fair enough, since none of you have ever heard of her. And she deserves better, according to an amended complaint. The allegations against the retired players and Weinberger, who's now president of the Simmons Media Group, are part of a lawsuit against NFL Enterprises in Los Angeles Superior Court. The amended complaint filed today details specific acts of harassment by several individuals who aren't named as defendants. The woman was a stylist at the NFL Network, and she said allegedly that the executive, Weinberger, allegedly sent several nude pictures of himself and sexually explicit texts and told her that she was basically put on earth to, let's just say, in not so many words, make him happy. He allegedly now pressed his, let's just say, region against her and asked her to touch him. Accordingly, allegedly, she said she was sexually harassed by on-air talent Falk. She said he asked deeply personal, invasive questions about her sex life and allegedly fondled her and groped her. Also, Ike Taylor sent her allegedly sexually inappropriate pictures of himself and a video of him doing bad things to himself in the shower, according to the filings, allegedly. And Donovan McNabb, a former analyst, also allegedly texted her explicit comments, according to the complaint. The NFL Network suspended some of the talent involved. It shows you how serious this is. More details are likely forthcoming. And more stories, obviously, in sports than this one will be coming out, it would appear, by the day. Right? It's crazy, right? Is this not crazy, these stories? I mean, this stuff's really demented when you read it. Like, the stuff I sugarcoated it. Like, what Ike Taylor was doing, I mean, you're finished. You're finished. I mean, he could start a dog walking company, though, when you think about it, because he, you know, he's probably a really likable guy. I mean, I loved him when he played for the Steelers, but anymore, since he doesn't matter, I mean, and now that he's finished in TV, he could, because I've seen a lot of those guys make, you know, decent money on the side walking dogs. I mean, it's not funny, is it? But it will be funny when it happens, right? Because they're finished. You're finished. When they do this to you, you're done, right? Are you not done? Some of this, are you kidding me? Some of this stuff I'm reading? Now, my question to you is, will Donovan McNabb be on First Take tomorrow? Bloviating again about how smart he is. Will he be on tomorrow morning bragging about everything, about the Monday Night Football game?
They might want to sit him out for a play. You know, sit him out for a play tomorrow.
Maybe he'll be in sexual protocol. That's where they put you on the sideline a little and just let you look at some old videos of, you know, spend some personal time under the tent. What do they call it? The hood? Put you in the injury tent with some pornos or something. Wait, are we live? Is this the Blue Lagoon? Check 1, 2, Blue Lagoon. Hello. Oh, man. I love all peoples. I really do. Hi, bye, and nice to know you. Hello, goodbye. There you go. That's Pharrell 101.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, it's time to answer the Ask the Pros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question, is it Pete in Miami? Is that the one?
It's actually Peter.
Peter. Peter in Miami? Is that where he's from?
He is from Miami.
It says here, what's the deal, Pharrell, with Dana White threatening Manny Pacquiao? I don't know. Is he mad about the fact that Pacquiao says he's talking to Conor McGregor?
I believe he is mad.
So Dana White's not happy about it. White had pointed words for Pacquiao. That would be weird because McGregor's under contract with us. If it's true, I'll be suing Manny Pacquiao and whoever's representing him. This guy, you know, it's so funny. Did you see the guy over the weekend, like, protecting the kid that was bullied? He's, like, saying, come on to Vegas, I'll take care of you. Who's the biggest bully in sports media these days besides him?
Probably him.
Is he not, like, the bully of all bullies, this guy? Take a look in the mirror, dude. So whatever. He's threatening Manny Pacquiao. I'm sure Manny's so scared of you. He's probably scared to death. What are you going to do to him? Do you think people want to see Pacquiao and McGregor? I've asked you this Friday. I'll ask you again. I think people do, probably.
I don't.
Oh, you don't want to see that one either?
I don't know.
Do you want to see him in the UFC octagon?
I just don't see the juice there.
Go back to that, can he? Because they don't pay him enough.
I just don't see the juice in Manny Pacquiao. Like I said the other night, I mean, there was juice with Floyd. They talk smack to each other. You had a little juice. I feel like there'd be juice with that bum Malignaggi because of everything that went on with the training camp and how he keeps talking crap about him.
I don't want to see that fight. You know why? Because I'm sick and tired of him. Like, hasn't he driven you nuts with all of his yapping?
Oh, beyond
I used to love Paulie. Now it drives me nuts. He's so painful.
All he's looking for is a payday.
That's right, but he's so painful now. Imagine if they gave him the fight, how painful we'd have to put up with it for months.
Problem with if you did this fight is, like, where's the juice? Like, you're going to have Conor run around for 5 months and talk bad about Manny Pacquiao while Pacquiao says nothing? I mean...
Also, this guy said, one of my favorite players was Matt Barnes. Did you see he retired? I did. I did see that our boy... And Barnes loves Pharrell.
Yes, he does.
He loves the show. He said, I had a nice 15-year run, traveled the world, met a whole lot of cool people. Some will be brothers for the rest of my life. But now you're telling me I can dress like this for business meetings and make more money off the court than I made on and spend more time with my kids. Me, the one that wasn't supposed to be Shaq and ended up making it. Let's do it. Love me or hate me, I did it my way. Hard-nosed and confrontational on the court. There you go. Can you send Peter in South Florida a case of absolutely nothing?
You get nothing.
You can check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros or tweet us at cbssportsradio with the hashtag AskThePros. Trust the Pro Parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like BrakeBest and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly has, auto parts and the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every 855-212-4227. So this guy that played for A&M defensive lineman Henderson, I don't even know, Zakovin Henderson, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after allegedly pointing a rifle at others and threatening to kill people, according to the Dallas Morning News. He could be facing 2 to 20 in prison. He'll get off. He was also charged with tampering with evidence and a misdemeanor charge of marijuana possession. Oh, gee, God, he had reefer on him. How many people get busted with weed on them and they act like they're, terrorists? Jesus, just let everybody smoke chronic. Maybe there'd be less crime. Come to think of it, that's not a bad idea. He was released on bail tonight, $40,000. He played 45 games for the Aggies. He will not be on Jimbo Fisher's staff at College Station. I'm going to come back and kill all you mother Varellers. The AP top 25 poll that they give out every week in college basketball that doesn't matter at all. Villanova's number one, Michigan State number two, Wichita State number three, Duke four, and Arizona State five. How about the job your boy, our buddy Bobby Hurley's doing out there, Carver High, in Tempe, where they love to smoke that K-Funk Swiss cheese. Check
it
out.
Love seeing it. Love Bobby. Did a great job in Buffalo before he went out there to Arizona State. Hope he keeps it up.
There you go.
And talk about big wins. I mean, he had a bunch of them this weekend.
All right, so your boy, yeah, he beat, I can't even think of it. It was so exciting.
Kansas,
that's right. So, the NFC playoff picture. Eagles won. They're 9-2 to win the conference. Vikings 7-2. Rams are third at 6-1. Saints fourth at 5-1. Panthers at 8-1. Falcons at 8-1. In the hunt, Seahawks and Packers. Question is, will Aaron Rodgers come back this week, and will the Packers make the playoffs?
No.
No. Chris, do you think the Packers will make the playoffs?
Not a chance.
AFC playoff picture. Steelers at 5-2, number one. Pats, 1-1, number two. 3, Jaguars, 8-1. 4, Chiefs, 12-1. 5, Titans, 40-1. 6, Bills, 50-1. They got the Chiefs at 12-1 in the 4 spot. Do you believe in the hunt, Chargers at 10-1, Ravens 33-1, that the Chargers will win an Arrowhead and win the division and go to the playoffs?
Chargers win Saturday. Chargers win the AFC West.
Chris.
Phillip Rivers, MVP.
Whoa! What do we have here?
Making a statement.
We already know. We talked about Mr. Wentz. Josh McCown out for the season with a broken hand. It's actually Bryce Petty that will be playing and not your boy Hackenberg.
Yeah, they clearly just don't want any part of putting him on the field.
What did Rex Ryan say about Geno Smith that's got everybody all worked up?
He said he had a soft chin or something like that. Because remember when IKN and Polly knocked him out a couple years ago. So this back and forth between Rex and
Maybe
Gino,
they should fist fight. Maybe they should fist fight.
I want to know what Rex is going to do on TV when he runs out of his former players to bash all the time. Once he runs through those guys, what's he going to do then to be entertaining and fun and edgy? What's Rex
How about he
then?
Sucks on television? How's that sound?
Yeah, he does.
Gordon Hayward hopes to return this season, doesn't want to rush back. Sounds like he wants to rush back to me. Right? Like
he's not playing.
Like, are you kidding me? So I guess we got our question answered about Ohtani. Will not play in the outfield for the Angels. What about the movie Angels in the Outfield? Do you think?
It's a good film.
Thank you. What will the Red Sox do now? Will they get Hosmer? What are they going to do to counter the Yankees besides nothing compared to getting Giancarlo?
Nothing.
Here's the deal. Stephen Wright was arrested. Nice mugshot, bro. Wow, nice mugshot. And what a cold sore. His lawyer shared a statement on behalf of the Wright family saying the 33-year-old had a verbal argument at home but did not raise his hand at anyone. Oh, yeah. The Red Sox released a statement. We're aware of the incident. There you go. Blah, 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 blah. There you go. He's been accused of everything. Dallas Keuchel hires Scott Boras. Nice time to do that when your contract's up. Good idea. That guy makes everyone the most money. And there you go. I think that pretty much covers it. Jake in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
I can barely hear you. How's it going? That didn't go well. So, anyway, so let's go back to, we did not actually, in my view, Carver High, talk enough, and we have short order here, short order cook, about some of the games that I saw. First of all, I'll go through them with you. The Bears humiliated the Bengals 33-7. Why did Marvin Lewis not get fired today?
Yeah, that's the kind of game. Forget last Monday right? against the Steelers. In front of your home crowd against a team that sucks, to get embarrassed like that, that is a game, like you said, today he should have been shown the door. How do you let him continue to coach the team?
Honestly. So Hundley wins in overtime. How about the Browns getting 3.5? How do you let Devon Adams, is that who did it?
Yes, Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams. How do you let that guy score that touchdown when it should have just been stop him, kick the field goal and win, and a cover by a hook?
I was so pumped watching that game yesterday because if you remember, before we got out of here Friday night, I gave you the little five-diamond upset. I said the Browns are going to get their first win this Sunday, and I almost got it.
Almost. But
almost.
I just wanted the Browns in the 3.5 and that they blew that on that
they
play.
They blew that too.
Can you imagine they let that guy score? I mean, it's one thing to let Shady run in the snow. It's another thing to not tackle Devontae Adams on a slant with the entire defense playing up and they couldn't tackle him. That's unbelievable.
And
it's embarrassing.
It's pretty hard to throw not one but two picks in overtime.
I mean, how jinxed are you that you can't make that tackle and at least force him to kick the field goal?
It's ridiculous.
They're 0-13, 0-7.
You think they wish they had Josh Gordon all year?
I mean, they're bad luck. Chiefs 26-15 over the Raiders. The Chiefs now have the Chargers at home Saturday. Can they get back on track after the Raider win and win?
No, they're losing this Saturday to the Chargers.
Great idea to start Eli Manning again. They got whacked by the Cowboys 30-10. The Cowboys now 7-6. They're still alive.
I think that they are still alive, actually.
The Lions got it done after blowing a 21-7 lead, and they're now 7-6 and still alive, and they have the Bears on Saturday at home. Do they keep winning and make it?
No.
The Panthers, with a big win over the Vikings, the Panthers have the Packers this week in Charlotte. Do they keep winning?
They will beat the Packers in Charlotte this Sunday, but will not make the playoffs.
Jimmy G won again, two straight, and they kicked the Texans' ass. Does Jimmy G, A, get a new contract soon, and B, win again this week?
Yes and yes. I'm a huge 49er fan this week.
All right. I don't want to talk about the Broncos. They shut out the Jets 23-0 because they're playing the Colts Thursday night, and the game should be canceled. The Cardinals play in Washington this Sunday. They won again. They beat the Titans. Do the Cardinals upset the Redskins in D.C.? Because the Redskins are so god-awful.
No.
Chargers beat the Redskins 30-13. There's your great Cardinal Redskin game. The Redskins 5-8.
Nobody will watch.
How do you have faith in them? Okay, we already talked about the Eagles. The Jaguars win again. They're 9-4 and 5-2. No one wants to play them in the playoffs.
No, they've played well. They do it. They actually put some points up in the second half yesterday. The defense.
Do you think that if they make the playoffs and get a home game, their fans will pour beer on the other team?
Jeez, they're gonna get a home game. That's for sure, and it's probably gonna be against maybe the Bills. Who knows?
Will the Steelers get the AFC title game at Heinz Field?
No.
Oh, so the Pats are gonna get it even after losing tonight.
Pats are gonna beat them on Sunday. So yeah.
Whoa. Slow down, Carver High.
The best thing that happened tonight for the people that wanted to bet the Patriots this Sunday against the Steelers was them losing, because now they're going to get them at a better price.
Oh, better price. They were laying 2.5 at the beginning of the day.
They won't be by Sunday.
I wish that the Bills played every home game in 17 inches of snow.
I hope it looks like that when Miami comes up there this week.
I doubt that it will, but I hope that it does. You know what I mean? I just thought that was the most fantastic thing I ever saw. Oh, by the way, what did you think of Army-Navy? How about Army?
I thought it was a great game, hard fought by both teams. The kid missing the field goal at the end, it was an unbelievable game.
I watched another binge show on Netflix. I watched Godless, about the town with all the women.
So good.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
I liked it.
I still got to watch Bloodline.
It was pretty good. You're a little behind. That's only a year and a half late on that one. For Chris Thomas and Carver High, I'm Pharrell. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. We didn't do Snapchat tonight because we're lazy and we don't care. By the way, after Friday, I'm off for the rest of the year. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.